Tov, this Yatta Dishmaya, we're going to try this again. We are in B'yam Darkecha on page Kuf Kaf Gimel on the 123rd page in Per Gimel of the chapter on Kedusha. We're going to be talking about speech and thoughts and also the Mikveh B'zat Hashem and how these things can either affect or improve our Kedusha, our sanctity and our closeness with Hashem, which we explained in the last class. Is the idea of seeing that Hashem is one in the world and that we have no business connecting with anything else besides Hashem. Obviously, there's levels to this, right? There's levels to sanctity, there's levels to holiness, and our goal is to ascend the ladder and come closer and closer to Hashem in clarity that there's nothing besides Him and that's all we have to work on. So, Miyisurei Dibur Mafsid Et HaKedusha. By way of forbidden speech, a person can lose their Kedusha, God forbid. When the Yetzer Hara is not able to come and attack a person, on what's called Midat Yasod, which Yasod is all of the pleasures of this world, whether it's sexual pleasures, whether it's eating too much, drinking too much, sleeping too much, whatever it might be, if a person is rectified there, right, and he doesn't have a hard time on those aspects in life, which is a pele, but there are people like that, right? So then the Yetzara comes and tries to get a person in different ways. What is one of the main ways that he comes to try to attack a person? By way of your speech. The person can lose all of their sanctity by way of their mouth. What happens? There's different things that we can do that are forbidden speech. One of them is Bizui Talmidei Chachamim, speaking negatively against those who learn Torah on a very high level and they dedicate their life to learning Torah. If we say negative things about them, right, it's a big problem and we can lose a lot of light because of that. Another thing is Lashon Hara, whatever is considered Lashon Hara. There's a lot into it. This is not a class on Lashon Hara, but there's many, many fine details. Saying something positive about a person and even praising them could be considered Lashon Hara. It's very fine details. You have to learn the Zalachot from the Chofetz Chaim, Bezat Hashem, for on another time. And also telling lies, false testimonies, or telling lies against the person, or telling lies in general. A person could lose a lot of their light by way of that. And also Nibul Pe, using your mouth to say negative words, to curse, to say words that are forbidden, things that you shouldn't be using your holy mouth to say. Ve'im ha'adam lo nizar b'zeh, if a person's not careful with their mouth, as I call or kedusha borach v'yotzei derech ha'peh, then all of the light of kedusha escapes and exits the person by way of their mouth. They're not going to feel this dveikut, this pleasantness with their avodat Hashem, with their service of Hashem. There's going to be very hard for them to feel love of Hashem, awe of Hashem, clinging to attachment to Hashem. We have to be very careful to not speak things that are not according to the will of the Creator. Even more so, to mamash guard your mouth, to not say anything that is not connected to Kedusha, God forbid. If you start to speak things that don't have to do with Kedusha, you can lose everything. And even if right, it was decreed upon you that you're meant to be a great person for the next few generations, right? You're already a big chacham, you've done a lot of things, you've put out books, you're set up to, you know, to be a person that's going down in the history books because of what you've already done. Right? Even if that's the situation, yachol rachman etzlan lebed et hakol ki hu me'achata'im agurim beyoter. A person who's already worked so hard to set up a legacy that they're going to be remembered in Am Yisrael forever for how holy they were, if they use their mouth in the wrong way, they could lose everything. Why? Because the speech is one of the most grave sins. Talking about another Jew, talking against Talmidei Chachamim, it's one of the most horrible things you can do. U'mida tova meruba mi shezocheh lishmor piv b'kedusha. There's a huge, huge elevation, a huge level to a person who's able to guard their mouth in sanctity. And then you have pulled down on that person, melucha v'kidusha. He's like a king. He's like a holy king. V'zochel briti shalom. He merits to my covenant of peace. Like Pinchas, who merited to kiuna for dore dorot. Pinchas wasn't a kohen, right? And he became a kohen for eternity because of what he did. One act that he did changed his whole entire reality for the rest of the generations. Pinchas is known now as a Kohen. He became a Kohen and all of his descendants became Kohanim because of one act. Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara me'avodot ha'kashot biyoter. Lashon Hara is one of the hardest things that we have to do in Am Yisrael. One of the hardest things to keep up with. כי כאשר מסתובבים בין אנשים, לפעמים יש ניסיון לדבר בזה. Sometimes you can hang out with people, you start to socialize, and now all of a sudden there's a test to talk about this person, to talk about that person. וגם לפעמים ברכך שומעים לשון הרע. Sometimes you're forced against your will to hear לשון הרע about people. והדרך לנצל היא, the way to be saved from this is, להיכנס לרשפה אש על הבת יא. To go into the fiery flames of the light of Hashem, באופן שלא ירצה שום דבר בעולם חוץ מהדבקות בהשם יתברך. All you want in your life is to cling to Hashem. וממילא כבר לא יהיה לו ניסיון לשמוע חדשות ולשון הרע. Then you're not going to have this desire. If you just want to connect to Hashem, you're not going to have a desire to connect to the news and all the rumors and lashon hara that is going around, the gossip. V'im kvar shama, tzrich shelo lekabel v'kifi gidurei Torah. If you already heard it, then you can't accept it in your heart according to the fences that are put up in the Torah. Simply put, in the beginning, you have to separate yourself from all different things of rumors and talks of lashon hara, and to know the holy books that are dealing with these things, Chofetz Chaim, Shmirat HaLashon, all these different books that we have. And then you're going to be able to receive the power to be successful in this. Gam tzrich lelechet tamid im dat shel shalom. You always have to go with a consciousness of peace. You want peace. You're a person who desires peace, therefore you can't hear things about other people. To understand that by Hashem Yitbarach, yesh makom lekama derachim. Ve'shivim panim l'torah. By Hashem, there's many different ways to serve Hashem. It doesn't have to be your way. There's many ways. There's 70 faces to the Torah. ולראות את נקודת האמת והטוב אצל כל יהודי, to see the point of truth and the point of good in every Jew. בכל דרך, in every path of עבודת השם. כי כולם מתכוונים לעבוד את השם יתברך. Everyone has one intention, to serve Hashem. גימל, לקדש דיבורו, לחשוב שהדיבור הוא מהשם יתברך. You have to sanctify your speech and understand that speech comes from Hashem. The truth is, it's not only things that negative things that you lose your kedusha. Even if you talk things that are what's called hevel v'reshut, vanity, you're no business talking about the thing. Who are we to be talking about sports or these things that have nothing to do with Kadosh Baruch Hu, right? Like, there's certain topics in life that, what are you using your mouth to talk about that thing? It's not necessarily so bad. It's just, it means nothing. And you're using such a powerful, lofty tool to talk about vanity, to talk about nonsense. ודבר מצוי שכאשר אדם מתעלם מעט, when a person starts to ascend a little bit, and tefillah or different things, אז מיד מגיע אליו ניסיון של דיבורים יתרים. Straight away, you start to ascend in your עבודת Hashem, you get this test of talking about things that you don't have to be talking about. ואם לא ייזהר, יראה שהפסיד את העלייה שקיבל, או חלק ממנה. If you're not careful, you're going to see, you're going to start to lose a little bit of how much you ascended, or at least a portion of it, if not everything. Right? Why? Because you use your mouth for nonsense, just to talk, because you feel like talking. What's the way? למד בדיבור שאינו נצרח. Try to decrease talking about things that are not needed. וכבר אמרו חז"ל, סייג לחוכמה, שתיקה. The rabbi has taught us, what's a fence for wisdom? Being quiet. You want to be wise? Shut your mouth. ומה שצריך לדבר, אזי חשוב הדיבור קודם, חשוב הדיבור קודם שתוציאנו מפיך. You have something that you need to say. First things first, think about what you have to say. Process the thought, right? Write a little script in your head, and then start to speak. ויש בזה עומק. There's a depth here. כי מלבד שצריך לחשוב על עצם הדיבורו, even though you have to think about what are you actually coming to say. Is it true? Is it needed? צריך גם להיכנס לדבקות בזמן הדיבור. You also have to be clinging to Hashem when you come to talk. You open your mouth to speak to another Jew, to speak to someone, to give over a message, you should be clinging to Hashem when you're speaking. It's a very hard thing to do, but it's what we should be aiming towards. והדרך היא, what's the way? Think, כפי כוחו, according to your ability, according to where you're at, in the beginning of your speech. And the more you get used to this, right, with the time, you're going to get better and better at this. שכוח הדיבור הוא מהשם יתברך, My speech, the ability for me to speak, comes from Hashem. And so to say right now, the Shekhinah is talking through me. And all I am is a speaker, meaning like a speaker, an audio speaker, right? And a tool for Hashem. Hashem needs to talk right now, and I'm just the vessel to get the words out. כי אדם מצד עצמו, מהו? ומה כוחו לדבר? You as a person, who are you? What power do you have as speech? Hashem Yitbarach Hu HaNoten Da'at Ma Ledaber. Hashem is who gives you the consciousness of what to speak. Ve'et Koach HaDibur Atzmo Ve'Adam Hu Rak Kli Ve'Tzinur Lekach. The power to speak and the ability to speak, that's from Hashem. Who are you? The speaker. You are just the vessel that it needs to flow through, the pipeline that it needs to come to. Uvezo amachshava ve'argasha itkadshu diburav hafle vafele. When you start to think of speech that way, before you come to open your mouth, you recognize that my speech is only coming from Hashem, the ability to speak is only coming from Hashem, the words are coming from Hashem. Then you're going to start to see wonders when it comes to sanctifying your mouth. It's not a small, easy thing to do. It's a, you know, whenever you can, like you're walking on the path, contemplate on the, that's how relevant this is for me. Contemplate on the air that you're breathing in, that you're bringing into your body. How you are sucking life from Hashem right now. And this will bring you closer and closer to Hashem. If Hashem wants, this is the, which obviously He wants, right? This is one of the ways that you can sanctify yourself. You're walking down the street, start to contemplate that every breath you're taking into your body is life force from Hashem. Right? This is connected to speech. You need air to speak. You have to be careful. Don't get broken down from every time you fall. Specifically when it comes to the sanctity of speech. It's very, very common that people say things that they didn't need to say, that they shouldn't have said. Right? And you feel that you fell because of that thing that you said. You shouldn't have said that thing. You get broken from it. You can't get broken. You can't have this. And you have to remember, Shakol Mashem Yitbarach Hu Mechuvan Be'Ofen Hachi Tov Ve'En Ma Litzta'er. Everything's coming from Hashem. It's the most intentional thing that's happening. And there's no point in having regret. There's no point in being, you know, now in deep sorrow because you said something you shouldn't have said. V'ashe Tzirich Letaken Gam Im Shayach Letaken. If you did a sin or you did something bad by way of your speech, you have what to fix. V'im Diber Davar Isu. You said something that was forbidden, you have to do tshuva. Tshuva is part of your job in this world. You made a mess, like we just experienced. You make a mess, you have to clean it. Right? Doesn't matter if you're trying to do good or not. In the end of the day, if there was a mess, part of your job is to clean up the mess. That's tshuva. After you do tshuva, after you rectify that thing, you have to believe in the power and the greatness of tshuva and how much mercy Hashem has on us. And to know, and you have to know, you have to know the power of tshuva, and you have to know right now that once you've done it, everything will switch to good. The power of tshuva is that it takes those things that you did unintentionally and it switches them for the good. And don't get broken at all from these things that you go through in life. Right? Anything that you can fix, your job is to fix. And once you've done the work of fixing, you have to keep pushing forward. And we have to fight thoughts in the way of light. Right? In the path of light, we have to fight all the different things that are going on in our thoughts and speech and action. Chelik yosidin nosaf b'kedusha hu shmirat ha-machshava. Another integral part of kedusha is guarding your thoughts. Shelo lachshov la'arir bara. Don't think and don't start to go deep thoughts into negativity, like it's written. V'lo tatur achi levavchem. Don't get pulled after your heart. V'lachen kshiyesh le'adam machshavot ra'ot. Therefore, when a person has bad thoughts, you have to fight them. But you have to know how to fight them. Right? The Hasidim have many different ways. The Tzaddikim of the Baal Shem Tov have many different ways how they told us. Some say you have to fight. Some say you have to run away. Some say you have to change your thoughts. There's a machloket l'shem shemayim kilo of how to go about fighting thoughts. But we'll see. 1 second. What?
About finding out where the thought is coming from.
Exactly what we're talking about. 1 second. Reshit miyad shebal machshava ra'ah tzirich ligarsha. First things first, when you have a negative thought, you have to kick it out. You have to get rid of it. V'lo letet la litpashet v'litrachev etzlo. Don't let the thought to start to expand and grow in you. V'kechol sheim meher ligarsha ta. The faster you are to get rid of this negative thought, כך יוכל לדבק מיד שוב בהשם יתברך. The faster you'll be able to cling back with Hashem straight away. אמנם הדרך להילחם במחשבות היא לא להתעסק איתם. What's the way to fight thoughts? It's not to deal with them. It's not to go into dealing with them. Meaning, שלא ייכנס לדון במה שהם אמרות. Don't go into thinking, what is this thought saying to me? כי אז הוא מחשיב אותם. Then you start to give them importance. וגם לא ילחם איתם על ידי מחשבות הפוכות לסתור אותן. Don't start to bring opposite thoughts. Don't fight the thought by bringing the opposite thought in it. כי בזה מעורר אותן יותר. You're going to arouse them even more by doing that. וגם לא ינסה לדחותן שלא לחשוב אותם, כי זה אי אפשר. Don't try to push them away by not thinking about it. I'm not going to think about that thing right now. It's impossible. If it's in your head, it's in your head. What are you going to do? I'm not going to think about that right now. I'm not going to think about it. You're just busy thinking about that thing that you're not trying to think about. אלא הדרך הנכונה היא שמיד יתחיל לחשוב מחשבות אחרות, straight away think other thoughts, שיתספו את מוחו. Thoughts that are going to occupy your brain. כי אי אפשר לאדם לחשוב שתי מחשבות יחד. It's impossible to have two thoughts at once. ממילא על ידי שיחשוב מחשבה אחרת, תסתלף למחשבה הרעה. So then by way of having another thought, right? By way of having a different thought, then straight away, that negative thought will go away from you. והכי טוב, what's the best way? שיתחיל ללמוד בגרסה. Start learning, not with understanding, just reading. Take a book and start to read it. Just go, without understanding. Just go. With passion, without avana. ברצף התלהבות והבנה, סליחה. With continuation, with continued thought, with passion, and with a bit of understanding. But if you can't do this, אזי כל מחשבה אחרת טובה היא לזה. Any other good thought is for this. אפילו מחשבות בענייני רשות. Even thoughts of like things that business or things that are not, you know, so holy. Just get your brain busy. העיקר שישיח דעתו מיד. First things first, get rid of these thoughts straight away. Right? By way of being busy with something else. גם טוב לבאר את מחשבות הרעות ולזכך את המוח על ידי שיכוון שמות הקדושים. It's also very good to set these bad thoughts on fire by way of purifying your brain, by way of having intention on holy names. And he brings here different names that you should be thinking of, but we're not getting into it for now. It's not the time. ויזהר מאוד לא לחשוב שהוא השם שיש למחשבות. Don't blame yourself for having thoughts. Be very careful to not blame yourself that you got this certain thought coming to your head. כי כל דבר שבא לאדם והוא משתדל בכל יכולתו לצאת ממנו מיד, אזי אין בו אבון. Anything that comes into your life and you try your hardest straight away to get out of that place, right? There's no sin there. It came to you, it's a test. You're trying to get out of it. You didn't do anything wrong. Adarba, even more so, it's true that al yaday milchama hu ma'aleh nachat la'Hashem yitbarach hu metaken harbeh. By way of going to war, to purify your brain and to stay holy in your thoughts, you're giving so much nachat to Hashem right now. You're making Hashem feel so good right now. Because He knows, He sees. Okay, He sent you the thought in the end of the day. And you don't want to have that negativity in your head, you're trying to go back to positivity, that's exactly what he wants. בדרך כלל יש לעובדי השם יתברך צער מכך שבאים אליהם מחשבות כאלו. Usually people that are serving Hashem have a lot of pain of these thoughts that come to our head. We get these thoughts and it's hard for us. And we have to know that when you fight by way of this, you're ma'ale shashuim gdolim la'Hashem Yitbarach. You're elevating such pleasantness to Hashem, such ta'anuk, such gival to Hashem that you're fighting it. Shafilu tzadikim lo yicholim latet. Even the tzadikim can't do this because they don't have the thoughts that we have. They can't go into that war area that they're. Their brain doesn't work like our brains. They've already passed that level. They're past that level now. They don't get these thoughts. They don't have what to fight. So when we do it, we're doing something that even the biggest tzadikim can't do. Therefore, you're not allowed to be upset and blame yourself for having a weak consciousness. Why are these thoughts, these bad thoughts coming to me? And even more so, not to have despair and to think that you're not a kosher person. Just understand that you're a lochem, you're a warrior in the milchama of Hashem. You're fighting the war of Hashem right now. And you're bringing all these different matamim, you're bringing these delicacies to Hashem by way of your fighting. In the end, you're going to get to some level of perfection. You're going to get to a better, a more cleaner head. Just don't give up. Don't have despair. The fifth thing is Chakirut. Chakirut, what's the... חקירות, כן, כאילו, אבל דברי לא, דברי חוקרים, כאילו, ספרי חוקרים. Like the books of like the academia. יש קליפה נוגעת למחשבה ועניינה לפגום בדעות. Yeah. There's a thing that in, when it comes to, it has a klipa that's connected to thoughts, and the idea that it blemishes your opinions, it blemishes your perceptions in life. ובא לקלקל בהשקפת אמונה. It comes to ruin a person's emunah. ופרט היא עלולה לבוא אצל האדם ששכלו פגום. Usually it comes to a person that their intellect has a blemish in it. בגלל שהתלכלך בקליפות, because it got dirty from קליפות, אזי מרוב שנכנס לכל עניין מצד התחתון, הוא עלול ליפול לחקירות באמונה. Because you come into everything from the bottom side, meaning from the חיצוניות, from an external approach to everything, then it can come and it can start to mess with your אמונה. You start to have questions and try to investigate what is, you know, what's going on in your emunah. Because there's things that are not understood in a human intellect. They're just part of the fact that you're a Jew. You have, part of being a Jew is having pure emunah. That's at your core, that's what you have. And that's what you're dealing with. You're not dealing with this level of intellectual academia and this gymnastics. You're not there. You're a pure yid that has emuna. You shouldn't be going in these places. V'adam shepagam hu ish sechel v'yirtze livdok kol davar besichlo akatan amugbal hu besakana gdola. You with your limited flesh brain that can only comprehend so much, you're trying to understand everything on a systematic, you know, a physical way. You're only limited to be able to comprehend so much. So if you try to understand deep, deep things of emunah that way, you're going to end up messing up a lot. What's the solution for this? Litrachek me'achakirot. Distance yourself from all of these different investigations and research into what's going on in your emunah. V'likanes le'emunah pshuta v'tmimah shelimala me'asechel. Go into simple, pure emunah, innocent emunah that's above intellect. V'lo'omar le'atzmo. Say it to yourself. Alo Hashem yitbarach kol kach gadol. Hashem is so great. ומי אני הקטן שנסה להבין את ענייניו? Who am I, this small person, this creature, to try to understand Hashem's dealings in the world? וטוב לי לסמוך עליו. It's better that I just trust him, כמו כל אבותינו ורבותינו תקיפי הדעת. All the people that had the strongest godly consciousness, the strongest consciousness in the world, we all know. You learn Torah, you go into the books of the Rambam, you go into the books of Rashi, you see what Rashi wrote, you see the Tosfot. Geone olam, geniuses. The way their brains worked. And what was their way in trusting Hashem? To lean on Him completely. They broke down Torah for us. But when it came to Emunah, they threw their head out the window. They didn't never ever went with their head when it came to Emunah. The biggest tzaddikim that we only were in complete wonder why they used that word and not that word. But why they spelt the word that way and not that way when it should have been spelled that way. And then you find out that no, there was a whole 3 books that could be written on the fact that they chose that sentence and not that sentence. And this is the reality that we are in Judaism. When it came to Emunah, no questions. No Chakira, no developing, no books, no nothing. Trust Hashem Yitbarach. And they were the greatest. Our forefathers and our rabbis. You have to know how small you are in relation to them and how small your consciousness is in comparison. Believe all the words of the Holy Torah. And the words of the Tzaddikim. Even the things that you don't understand. From a place of complete, pure, clarified emuna. So those were a few things that could affect our thoughts and our speech. Right? Those thoughts and speech that can affect our emuna. Now we'll go into the mikveh. Koach HaMikveh. We're lucky to be in Tzfat that we have one of the most important mikvehs in the whole entire world. I literally know people from this story that they tell me, I fly from New York to Israel. I want to go to stay in Yerushalayim for a few weeks. I don't step foot in Yerushalayim until I come to Mikveh Ari. Only when I go to Mikveh Ari, only when I go to Mikveh Ari, will I step foot in Yerushalayim. Until I don't go into that Mikveh, I don't walk in Eretz Yisrael. Meaning, they land in Ben Gurion, in the airport in Tel Aviv, they come straight to Tzfat, go to the Mikveh, and then they do what they want in Israel. I've heard this a few times from Hasidim, right? So we're lucky to live here. A very powerful tool that we have, and it's important, that Hashem gave us in our hands to be successful by way of this, to purify ourselves, is the Mikveh. Ki alo haTorah omeret shaTefila mitaheret me'atuma. The Torah says that dipping yourself inside a body of water that's called a Mikveh, it purifies you. It removes tuma from you. It removes negative energies from you. A person is purified and removes all impurities from him by way of dipping inside a body of water called the Mikveh. The rabbis taught us, the Arizal teaches in Shara Kavanot, that according to the Mikveh of before Shabbat, Erev Shabbat, Da ki tzrich adam litbol bet tvilot. A person has to dip twice before Shabbat. One after the other. The first one is to take off the weekday clothing off the nefesh. And the second one is lichvot Shabbat lekabel tosefet, in order for sanctity of Shabbat and to get the additional soul that's coming down. And from this we understand very well that the Mikveh has two powers that it does. Not only does it purify a person from all the tuma, it's also beneficial to receive extra kedusha. And even though it's simple, it's important. The author says, even though it's a simple thing, the Arizal said, it's important to bring this, right? That not only does the mikveh take off dirt from you, it prepares you to receive more light. The rabbis taught us that tevila b'mikveh enna rak kedei letzet min tuma. The rabbi says it's not just about getting out of impurity. It's beneficial to purify your body from all different types of klipot, tavot, v'yitzirim, v'rayot, anything that you might have seen during your day or your week, anything that you felt, any inclinations that you had, any lust that you had, that all of them are different types of tumah. And in addition to that, ha'tevila b'mikveh gam goremet losif ruach ta'ara l'avodat Hashem Yitbarach. Not only does it remove all of those different types of tuma, it prepares you to receive this new spirit of Avodat Hashem, to be pure in your Avodat Hashem in every aspect. V'hine, kama anu avdei Hashem Yitbarach v'aravav rotzim lipater mikol ha'tavot v'yitzarim. How much do us, the people that are coming to connect to Hashem every day, how much would we love to have all of these lusts and this negative energy removed from us? All these inclinations. והנה כאן התורה גילתה לנו שיש לנו כלי עצום. The Torah revealed to us that we have this immense tool, that by way of this, not only can we purify ourselves, we can also get out of all the klipot. For sure then we have to really, really, really put the effort in to go to the mikveh as much as possible. And even though there's poskim that say, שאין למי שנטמא חיוב לטבול, בכל מקום כולם מודים שראוי מאוד לטבול, כי בוודאי ערך התפילה והלימוד ובמדרגה אחרת לגמרי. There's poskim that say, you got tuma on you, you don't have any obligation to go to the mikveh. Ezra tried to make that the situation, but his decree was removed, right? Ezra tried to set it up that you can't learn, you can't say bracha, you can't do anything until you go to the mikveh. It didn't work, because you can't make a decree on the nation that they can't stand in. The nation couldn't stand on that decree of Ezra. So it was removed. So there's poskim, there's halachic authorities that say you have no obligation to go to the mikveh. You could live from 0 to 120 and not go to the mikveh once. A-okay, you did nothing wrong. But they all agree that if you do go to the mikveh, your tefillah, your limud, your mitzvot, everything will be on a higher level. So you have no obligation to do it. But if you do it, you're a different person. You're a different Jew. It's such an easy thing, but taking your body and putting it inside a bathtub, a pool, and getting out of it, everything ascends, and it's so easy to do. 7 shekel, 5 shekel for free if you go to the Ari, 10-minute walk. Of course, we have to put in the effort to do this. ולקח הנהיגו צדיקי הדורות לטבול במקווה בכל יום. Therefore, the tzadikim of the generation, you see that they go to the mikveh every single day to take off all the tumah that's cling to them by way of the day, just the regular day of a person. There's tons of things that we go through. Remove it every day, remove it every day. Specifically before shacharit. And then the tefillah, your tevilah, slicha, you're dipping. If you go before shacharit, now it's already achana, itchatshut, it's preparation towards connecting to Hashem. It's a renewal. And even more so on Erev Shabbat, before Shabbat, that it's explained by the Arizal that you have to do two dips. One, to take off the negative things that you had during the weekday. And two, to receive the sanctity of Shabbat. We have to be careful in the mikveh though. There's people that go to the mikveh, and they don't feel that they have this spirituality coming down on them of tahara, of purity. As if they didn't do anything. First things first, you have to remember, there's a rule in every Avodat Hashem. It's not dependent on how you feel. Even if you don't feel like the mikveh did anything, the light is there. They're just trying to push you to see if you have emunah or not. Again, emunah, people don't know this so much, but emunah also is rooted in the word ne'emanut, loyalty. It's not just faith. It's not just that you believe it. It's, do you act ne'eman? Do you act loyal to what you know is true? The mikveh is something that adds kedusha. You have to know that that's the case. Whether you feel it or not, connect your loyalty, which is an action, to what you know in your head. We have to pay attention to two very important things. That a lot is dependent on them. How much we're going to feel and how much purity we're going to bring down. And we're going to bring them down in the path of sumira v'asetov. Go away from bad and do good. And the sumira side, on the negative side of don't do this, what is it? You have to be very careful to act in kedusha when you're in the mikveh. You have to be holy when you're at the mikveh. To guard your eyes, right? It's not that you're just not allowed to look at women. You're also not allowed to look at men. If you start to blemish your eyes in the mikveh, your mikveh is not going to help you so much. And even more so, yored mituma letuma. You're going from tuma to tuma. Because you went into the mikveh in a state of tuma. And you, while you were there, you did more tuma. Right? So yes, now even if there's no sexual attraction between men and men, you're still not allowed to look at another man. You have to get used to a few principles. You have to be tzanua yourself when you're in the mikveh. And go above and beyond to be mehadrin min mehadrin on how much you're tzanua inside the mikveh. Like the Mishnah Berurah said, if you want to check, you can check it. It's in Siman Bet, Sif Katan Aleph, in the Mishnah Berurah. Two, Ikar Atzlacha B'choz Davar Yazrizut. The main success that you have in any Avodat Hashem is how quickly you do it. At least there is ma'od. Go in the mikveh, get out of the mikveh. It's not a jacuzzi. It's not a spa. It's a place of Avodat Hashem. Get in there and get out. This is the key to success. By way of you being quickly in and out, you're going to merit that the mikveh will do the proper thing properly, which is to purify you. Question?
I usually dip myself 7 times, like that's what you're supposed to do.
That's a problem. He's saying, don't take your time now. It's not about how long you're dipping in that. All that is okay. Before you go in and after you get in, and if you're just chilling in the mikveh, like it's a jacuzzi, we're not talking about how many dips you do. That's all holy. That's part of your Avodat Hashem. But putting your shoes on, getting dressed, right? All these different things, and talking, schmoozing. Get in there and get out. Meaning, you do 7 dips, do your 7 dips and get out. Don't schmooze in there. Don't relax. It's not a jacuzzi. It's not a bathtub. It's a mikveh. It's a place of Avodat Hashem, right? Gimel. Vishmor aleinav. Guard your eyes. Ki asur listakel bebrit. You are not allowed to look at the brit of a person. You're not allowed to look at another man's member. Ben shelo Ben shel acherim, you're not allowed to look at your own, and you're not allowed to look at someone else's. Va'af lirot adam belo levush, even to see a person who's not dressed, yesh bezeh pgam, there's a blemish there. And if you're careful, according to how much you're able to be careful, again, like we said with the women last week, right? You're walking down the street and you have your head, you have your eyes down, like we said last week, and you're doing what you have to be doing. You're not doing anything wrong if you see something. Again, like you have a bad thought and you fight to move to go away from that thought, you didn't do anything wrong. Tests are going to happen. Life is life. We come across things that we shouldn't see. We think things that we shouldn't think. The question is, how long are you staying there? So in the mikveh, you're not meant to look at yourself and you're not meant to look at other people. Whether it's at their brit or it's just at their butt or whatever it is, you're not meant to look at them. Therefore, guard your eyes down like when you're walking in the street. Yes, we're talking about men. It doesn't matter. A naked person is a naked person. It doesn't matter what sex they're from. You're not allowed to look at it. Dalet, yishtadel me'od lidbol b'makom v'zmanim she'enam tzufim. Try to go to the mikveh in a place and at a time that it's not jam-packed. B'ifrat shelo lamtin l'rega achron b'erev Shabbat. Specifically, don't wait to the last minute before Friday, before Shabbat, right? The last minute when the whole world is going to the mikveh and now you have to stand in line naked with 30 guys. And it's impossible to guard yourself in that situation. There's no way you're going to be successful, right? So don't do that. Go at a time where it's better. Of course, dipping for Shabbat has to be after Chatzot. If you go before Shacharit, that does not count for Shabbat, Kabbalistically, right? Even though you're pure, you didn't do anything, the preparation for Shabbat has to be after Chatzot. Most people don't go to the mikveh, though, for Shabbat at 1 or 2 o'clock. They go at 5, right? They go at 6, right before Hadlakat Sharot, Neod. And I have to do tshuva on this myself as well. Yizher meod. Shelo ledaber bebet ha-merchatz, shelo letzorach gamur. If you don't need to speak when you're in the shower, don't speak. Don't talk to people in the mikveh. It's not a salon, it's not a spa, it's not a jacuzzi. It's not a social place. It's a place for avodat Hashem. If you need shampoo, you can say, can I have some shampoo? But besides that, you have no business speaking in that place. Now we're going to talk about the things that asetov, the good things to do. By way of dipping in a mikveh, a person returns to his root. It's fitting that we should know what's going on in a mikveh and to feel it. By way of that, the tevila is going to have more of an effect. Like it's explained in the holy books, that even though all the ideas of the Torah, they work even if you don't understand them. Even though that's the case, by way of understanding and having intention and having emotion and feeling to the thing and a desire to receive, it's going to work better. It's going to do more for you, right? And even though the ashpa'ah is not at all dependent on how you feel, if a person from your side, he wants to feel, he wants to have this emotional connection to the thing, you have to drill the light deeper and deeper so that it can go in. But there's two ways. It's either you understand what you're doing and then it's going to work much better, or you don't understand and you believe that what you're doing is good and then it's going to affect you as well, right? But it's either that you know what you're doing and then you can have kavanot and you can have intention, seven dips and all these different things, but you know what's going on, so now it's going to have an effect on you. Or you know that seven dips is a good thing, and you connect your mind to the mind of the tzaddikim, which is above you, and you don't understand it. And then it also has an effect on you, and it's going to work on you. Right? So there's two ways to get to this. But a person has to be happy in any way that Hashem puts you on. When a person goes into the mikveh, it's as if you died and you're separated from this world. Losing your breath, stopping breathing, is as if you died. You can't live in water. You're not amphibious, right? We're not. We're land creatures. We can't live in water. We can't breathe in there. So then, technically speaking, since if you were to stay there and not leave, you would die. So from the beginning of going in there, it's so to say like you're dead. So when you come out of the water now, it's as if you're born again, as if you you're living a new life because you stopped your life. You were in a state that you could not exist in that way. And now you're getting out. Now you're getting out of it. You're a new person. In a deeper sense, when a Jew goes into the water, underneath, into the mikveh, you nullify yourself and your whole entire reality completely. By way of that, you're separating yourself from the vanity of all of the klipot, all of the husks, the negative energies of this world. And you start to purify yourself again and again. The main thing that we have to do in Avodat Hashem is to leave our ego behind. So that leads to tzaka v'tfilah mitachat lamayim. Again, we're talking about the good things that are involved in the mikveh, right? We discussed the bad things that we shouldn't do, now we're talking about the good things. Mitachat lamayim yochol itpalel belibo. Underneath the water, you can pray from your heart. Whatever you want. You can turn to Hashem with the scream of your heart to Hashem, right? You can turn to Him and just scream. Rabbi Nachman says the highest level of screaming is the scream that doesn't have any sound. Right? That you can just scream and not one sound can come out, but you and yourself are doing all the motions of what is a scream, but no voice comes out. That's the highest level. The prayer that you have, the scream that you scream out to Hashem underneath the water in a mikveh, is very, very precious to Hashem. Every day you have to go into the mikveh, and you have to go underneath the water, and you have to think with as much power as you have, that you have this scream in your heart that's underneath the water, and by way of that, you're going to come out of the constricted mindset, and you're going to come into a brand new being with an expanded mindset. You're new. Just like you were right now, you were born. Leida michadash. You were just born again. You're like a brand new baby in the world. And every single Jew, no matter what their level are, you have to purify yourself at all given moments in life. You always have to start new. And even more so, if God forbid, you did something or you went through something that made you impure. Miyad yerutz la'mikveh. Straight away, run to a mikveh and go underneath the water and scream and cry from the inner aspects of your heart to Hashem Yitbarach. Yesh kuach lamshich? Ot ksad. Daf v'chetzi. Ma'alot ha-kedusha. What are the benefits of kedusha? With this, we're nearly done with kedusha, right? So we talked about a lot. We talked about a lot of different things here in this chapter. Just to go over it, a quick summary. What is Kiddusha? It's a relationship and a unity with Hashem. Right? To only be focused on Hashem and nothing else. We have to sanctify ourselves by way of the things that we're permitted to do. Eating, drinking, sleeping. Right? Marital relations. Anything that we're allowed to do, even there, that's the main aspect of how we can become holier, is taking the things that the Torah says it's no problem to do, and even there, doing less. Guarding our eyes when we're walking in the street, right? When we're dealing with in business, when we're in the street, and especially on our phones, to not look at the words of the goyim, meaning all of their research and their books that we have no business learning. Speech and action, speech and thoughts, to purify our brain. To not speak Lashon Hara, to not talk against rabbis, to not talk against Tanidei Chachamim. Our thoughts, and to have pure thoughts, and to purify them, and to fight negative thoughts by way of adding more light, or just completely changing our thought process. To not go into all of these mental gymnastics to understand Emunah, and what's going on, and how to get to the depths of what's going on in Hashem's thought process and His Torah. Just to go with simple Emunah. And the mikveh, the power of mikveh, and how to behave in the mikveh, to not treat it like a jacuzzi, to not treat it like a spa, to not talk there, to not look at anybody there, to get in the building, dip in the water, and get right out. And also to have the proper intention when you're going to the mikveh, to understand the mikveh more, to learn about the kavanot of the mikveh more, and to scream to Hashem underneath the water. Now let's see, what is the benefit of doing all of this? Hashomer zocheh l'kirbat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, l'kirbat Elokim. You guard these things, you're going to come closer to Hashem. הקדושה חשובה ויקרה אצל הבורא יתברך למעלה מן הכל. קדושה is above all for Hashem. קדושים תהיו כקדוש אני. You have to be holy because I'm holy. Hashem says, right? Sanctify. Whoever merits to guard their breath is going to start living godliness. You're going to start to merit a huge ascent in spirituality that will give you the ability to fight the klipa, to fight all the negativity that you have in this world. Whoever guards their kedusha, you merit a true blessing. By way of kedusha, a person merits the sharei bracha amitiim. You merit the true gates of blessing. If you start to take upon yourself the work of kedusha, of sanctifying yourself, not only are you going to bring blessing and good on yourself, you're now going to become a vessel of influence to your friends and those around you. But you're going to start to have a bring down a light of purity on all of the souls of Israel. You could salve, you can save a lot of souls by way of you guarding what you have to do. By you being kadosh, you can start to help others. We're all one soul. Am Yisrael, we're one soul. One Jew who guards his breath, one Jew who looks down in the street instead of looking at the woman, one Jew who uses his phone for the right thing and for the wrong thing, he brings salvation for the whole entire neshama of Am Yisrael, the whole entire people of Israel. You start to guard your sanctity, your holiness. You're going to start to see positive influences on your children, on your paranasa, on your money, on your connections and your business relationships, your personal relationships, your shalom bayit. Everything is going to become better. And a person is going to start to be filled with the light of Hashem in every aspect of life. You start to work on your kedusha, it affects everything. It brings blessing to all aspects. In the Zohar it's taught, whoever is zealous about the brit, you do something in order to guard kedusha, in order to guard sanctity. Hashem gives you the covenant of peace. Hashem, so to say, becomes your beloved friend. He's like a partner with you. Hashem wants to be a partner and be connected to all of those who are increasing sanctity in the world. Pinchas, he went above and beyond to make sure that there was sanctity in Am Yisrael. Make sure that we were a holy nation. To teach everybody how important it was to be holy. And what did he merit to? Briti Shalom. He merited to a covenant of peace. He became a Kohen, him and all of his descendants for all of the history of mankind. For the future of mankind, right? So at the end of the days, Pinchas, who wasn't a Kohen, became a Kohen. Him and all of his children. Why? Because he worked on Kedusha. Therefore, every single Jew who's trying to look for a skula, trying to look for some good luck thing, something that will bring blessing in your life, right? You don't need to go to this tzaddik, you don't need to go to that, you don't need to read Tehillim a million times, you don't need to do any of those things. What do you need to do? You need health, you need parnasa, you need children, you need shiduchim. Anything that a Jew needs, deal with kedusha. Work on your kedusha. And start to influence others. And then for sure you're going to merit. That's the second benefit. The third benefit, Zochel Ptichat Alev B'Torah. Your heart is going to start to open up in the Torah. Hashomer Brito Yetchil Lirot Arbe Atzlachot B'Chol Minei Inyanim. You guard your breath, you're going to start to see success in a whole bunch of different things. V'af Im Lo Yeda Lilmod, even if you didn't know how to learn, V'ayakol Sagur Mesugah B'Fonav. Everything was sealed in front of you. Pitom Yiresh Hashem Yitbach Poteach Lo Et Amochin. You're going to start to see that Hashem is opening up for you all of the intellect that you need in life. You're going to start to merit to the light of Hashem in all of your service of Hashem. You're going to sanctify your children. When a Bet levav zaracha. When you start to work on your kedusha, what does Hashem say? It's a pasuk from the Torah. Hashem does a milah, that's like a circumcision, so to say, on your heart and the heart of your children. You want your children to keep Torah? You want your children to go on the path of a Kadosh Baruch Hu? Guard yourself. When you guard yourself, you are the influencer on your children. You influence your children more than anybody else in life. So when you're holy, you're going to keep your children within Kedusha. We don't need more inspiration for that than whoever has a child, you know, to be holy. That's it. You want your kids to be holy and be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, guard yourself. Because when a person starts to sanctify their body, he's illuminating for his children. Ki achitzaniut haguf shel adam uvanav pnimiutam b'inyan echad. Right? The external aspect of life, meaning all the pleasures of life, and the internal, all the spirituality, it's one. They all need to be holy. Everything needs to be holy. It's not that the synagogue is a place to be holy. No, your house, your table, the place that you eat on. This table is going to testify in front of Hashem how you acted. Your eating is also part of it. The more you purify your body in action, with misirut nefesh, with sacrifice, by way of this, you sanctify your children and your sons and your daughters more and more. Ad sof kol adorot, until the end of times. It's not just your physical children, your first immediate family. You can guard generations ahead of time by way of you working on your kedusha. It's not only your children and your offspring. We all have people that we do business with. We all have people that we influence. People that we affect in life, that they receive from us, that they listen to us, that they get advice from us. You start to affect all of them. Students are called banim, right? Business partners, all of these people, the shiduchim that you have, is not just marital shiduchim. Hashem puts business partners together. He puts friends together. He puts neighbors together. You start to affect everybody. Last thing, a person who gives up on their eyes and lets their eyes just be free, they lose all of their taste in Hashem. They lose all the taste in their avodat Hashem. Mi she'eino shomer chalila teinav, whoever doesn't guard their eyes, God forbid, eino yodea keitzad ne'elam imenu kol acheshek ve'ratzon alev she'eino. You don't know. All of a sudden, you started to lose every taste. You don't want to go pray. You don't want to learn. You don't feel like doing this mitzvah. You don't feel like doing this. And you have what happened? I was a tzaddik for a few months. All of a sudden, I don't want to do anything. Asiba le davar yi she shuraika de'ena beli batalia. Shuraiki? Shuraiki? Basically, your eyes and your heart are connected. You want to feel something, you have to make sure that your eyes are not blemished. You don't guard your eyes, your heart is going to become like a rock. Everything starts to become dark. You want to go now to learn, you can't. You open the book and you can't do it. You don't feel like learning, you don't feel like praying. Anytime you look at something that you're not allowed to look at, you start to make a klipa, another screen in front of your eyes to see the light of Hashem. Your spiritual eyes, right? You look to use your physical eyes to look at something you weren't meant to look at. It's like you put dirt on your eyes, your spiritual eyes, from seeing Hashem in everything that you have to do. Umidah tova meruba, shamekabel al atzmo mikan lahaba, lizer bechol kocho, yiftechu lefanav kol hasharim. How blessed are we, and whoever takes from themselves after this learning to start to guard themselves, all of the gates are going to be open from them. All of the gates are going to start to open up for them. And Tzfat is gematria yashar. So Tzfat is this place where Mesugal is an auspicious place to start to work on these things of Kedusha. Right? So that we said a lot here. With 2 weeks of learning about this, a lot goes into this. And there's so much more. The next one, two, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 pages is all about internet and phones. 11 pages, and it's called Hanisayon Acharon, the last test. The last test, the internet and the phones. There's so much that goes into this, right? But Kedusha is everything. Kedoshim to you, Kedosh ani. And like the Zohar says, Kedoshim to you, you're going to be Kedosh. It's not a commandment. It is a commandment. It's not just a commandment. It's a promise, the Zohar says. You will be holy. The question is, do you need Kafakele? Do you need Gehenom to get there? Or can you start to work on it in yourself and start to help your soul to get to the goal much faster? And after everything that we've discussed, Bizat Hashem, we'll have the energy to put the work in, right? To get there. To take care of our children, to take care of ourselves. So that we'll feel good to come to serve Hashem. We'll want to get up to go to Shacharit with a smile on our face, not like it's a burden. Because whenever we feel like a mitzvah is a burden, it's because we're not kadosh enough. It's because we don't have that connection. We don't have the yichud and the shayachut. We don't have that relationship, that oneness with Hashem that we're meant to have. So Bizat Hashem, in the meantime, we're each on our own level. Like we said last week, we're not trying to be hypocrites by saying smartphones and internet and all these things. We're learning Torah. We're trying to work on ourselves. We're all trying to do what we have to do in order to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we have to start somewhere. So Bizat Hashem, may this message help people, help us. And like we learned, that when one person in Am Yisrael works on themselves, it affects thousands and thousands and thousands of neshamot. Bizat Hashem.